Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the UFC conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Dave Scheller. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's dual UFC conference call. We have Holly Holm and Valentina Shevchenko, our main event, from the United Center live on Fox this Saturday night. And then 1 week from Saturday from the Phillips Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, it's Robbie Lawler, our welterweight champion, defending against Tyron Woodley. All four are on the line, and with your blessing, operator, let's go ahead and take the first question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to queue for a question or comments, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset and make sure your mute function has been turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star 1 for questions, and we'll pause for just a moment while we assemble the queue.
And operator, you can start with Jeff Grammer from the Albuquerque Journal.
Thank you. And Mr. Grammer, please go ahead.
Hey, Holly, this question's for you. You talked recently about kind of maybe having a lack of focus in the Misha Tate fight. I'm curious, what's different this go-around? And is this whole kind of new lifestyle since the Ronda win, is it too much to sustain and keep focus as you were used to before that fight?
You know, for the fight with Misha, I was focused during training, and I was focused during the fight. When I kind of talk about, the focus in that, I think it was just, that momentary lapse in the middle of the fight. But, as far as training and everything for that fight, I was preparing for her, and I was getting ready for her. I wasn't overlooking her at all. But I do feel like maybe I didn't fight with the same sense of urgency in the last round that I should have been. I should have been fighting with, that same sense of urgency that I was fighting in the first round. So, it was just kind of that moment that I just, bad decision, didn't react the right way in the fight, and just a little lack of focus right there. But, I'm going to learn from the situation and move forward.
So when you said, I know recently the airing of the road to the octagon, you made a comment in there about a lack of focus. You're only talking about the moment of that fight,
yeah.
Not necessarily the build-up beforehand?
Right.
And is there anything different in this camp going forward than there was with the Misha camp, or is it pretty much the same?
I feel like every camp is different. I don't really compare them. Because no fight is the same, and no fighter is the same, no style is the same, no training camp is going to go exactly the same. So, yes, it's its own training camp, and, there's definitely some emotions, that I'm dealing with coming off of a loss, little doubts here and there that I've, kind of overcome through this training camp. I feel like I've learned a lot. I feel like I've improved a lot, and my goal is to just show my improvement when it comes time for the fight.
And last one, obviously this opponent kind of has a similar background in that it's a lot of belts in her past from a different sport. Mm-hmm. Very highly decorated, doing the crossover into the UFC, kind of like you did. Do you see some similar paths to maybe the general fan doesn't know much about her at this point, maybe similar to you were when you first came onto the MMA scene?
She has more experience than I. Her Muay Thai background has, I think, actually more fights than my boxing background has. And she's got a couple more fights than me in her MMA career. So she's definitely a seasoned athlete. And I know what I'm facing. I know that I have my hands full with her. And I know that I have a very tough one in front of me.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll continue on to Jim Edwards.
Good evening, everyone. I'll start with Robbie, if that's okay. Robbie, good evening. Tyrone said in a recent interview that Dana had originally asked you to rematch Condit, but instead you asked to face Tyrone. What was kind of your thinking behind that, and can you give us some more kind of insight as to why you asked for that?
That wasn't necessarily the case, but this is who I'm fighting. My coaches and guys kind of decided who they wanted me to fight next.
Okay, and I guess is there been anything you've been doing differently in preparation for Tyrone? He seems quite a bit of a different prospect, I guess, to the guys you've been facing in the last year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he brings a lot to the table, speed, his wrestling ability. So I just have to listen to my coaches. They've done a good job of putting me in situations that I need to be in to be prepared for this fight. So we've been working and trying to get better every day.
Thank you. This question's for Tyrone. Tyrone, I understand you've been working obviously outside of the main ATT camp, and you've been doing a bit of work at Rufus. What kind of things have those guys been helping you with? And yeah, I guess what's the main thing they've been bringing to the party for you?
No, just in general. You know, Robbie brings a lot to the table. It shows a lot of heart in fights. And just putting yourself in those situations where you have to fight through those things and endure, you know. Matching my skill set versus his skill set. And just being prepared, you know, to go out there for 5 rounds hard and do what I do best.
Yeah, I was kind of asking what I know you've been working at Rufus Sports. What kind of have those guys been helping you with mostly?
You know, it's just for me in general, I've been blessed to have hospitality from several different camps that I've been able to train at. Getting approval by the American Top Team guys before I go anywhere. So in this situation, Robbie was the first guy to call him UFC Gold for the American Top Team. So he just felt like the right thing to do to give him the home court advantage to train 100% there and, you know, just make things as professional as possible.
Thanks very much, guys. Holly, if I can move on to you, if that's all right. I guess in the last 12 months, you've been you've kind of experienced being the center of attention and also more out of the spotlight. I guess now you've had the experience of really both of them. What kind of situation do you prefer? Do you prefer being the center of attention, I guess, in the women's division, or is you happy to be more in the backseat?
You know, I just want to win. That's all there is to it. I want to train hard, and I want to be victorious, and whatever comes with it, whatever passes along the way, I'll deal with. You know, I obviously, my focus is just the fight and to train hard and be ready. And that's really it. That's as far as I really think about it.
Okay, and what kind of is the route back to the top for you then? If you were going to plan it out for the rest of the year, like what's the perfect kind of scenario for you?
I just want to get through Saturday night because I can't be looking past my opponent. You know, I don't want to think too far ahead because you're never promised another day. You're never promised another opportunity. And I feel like I just need to definitely perform on Saturday before anything else is even, you know, offered to me. So just Saturday is all I'm thinking about.
Okay, cool. And I guess my last question is for you as well, Holly. From your social media accounts, it looks like you're good friends with John Jones. What's kind of the impact, I guess, been on Jackson Wintz since that situation's happened? Was he supposed to be helping you for this camp? And I guess, have you talked to him since?
You know, he's always been supportive of my whole career. I mean, he's even, you know, been there for some of my boxing fights and always helped kind of even be just a good mentor and a good teammate. So, you know, as far as everything that's passed, I don't ever want anything negative for any of my teammates. So, and I don't really know all the facts of the details. So, I really haven't gotten too deep involved with that whole subject or situation. You know, I don't ever want, want to support anything negative or wrong, and I don't ever want to assume anything that's, you know, that I don't know the facts on. So I really, I guess we'll just see how everything kind of pans out.
Great stuff. Thank you for your time, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, that's star one for questions. We'll go to Van Tate with KRQE TV 13.
Holly, this question is for Holly Holm. Holly, could you talk about feeling the thirst now of trying to get your title back? Because it's different, and you know, I'm not a fighter, but I can only imagine it's different actually being the champ and actually chasing the belt. Could you talk about that now, trying to chase it again, trying to get yourself lined up to where you get your belt back?
You know, I want to win, and I've got to win in order to get back there. And in order to be the champ, that means you've obviously worked your way up. And so that is my goal. That's what I want to get back to. But I do know that it is just one fight at a time, and I'm just focused on Valentina right now. She's a very, very tough opponent, and I'm not looking past her.
But do you have – I guess what I'm trying to say is, is there a recharge in your hunger? You know, like you're probably always hungry when you go out there because you're passionate, you know?
I do have a drive, and I want to come back. And it's coming off of a loss definitely fuels my fire. I want to come back. I want to have the victory. And, I mean, who wants two losses back-to-back? I hate to lose no matter what. So – I'm definitely thirsty right now, and I want victory, and it does motivate me. It's motivated me this training camp to want to keep learning and getting better, for sure.
And I know you and John are pretty close. Have you talked to him? And if you have, how is he doing? You know, like I know this got to be like a tough situation, a tough spot. But the one thing about mm-hmm. it that he's got working in his favor. He's still a young guy, and so no matter how bad situations get, sometimes you just have to just put your head down and just keep walking, you know, just keep moving. And how's he doing?
You know, I haven't talked really in detail with him about this situation. He has been in the gym, and he's been training, and he just said, you know what, I'm going to be here. I'm going to at least do one thing every day and become better, a better fighter, and learn and keep evolving. And other than that, you know, I haven't talked much about it. He's just been trying to support the rest of the team as they prepare, you know, trying to just be a teammate to everybody else. And so, you know, like I said, I don't really know a lot of the factual details about it and haven't really gotten into too much detail about it. So.
And one more question, Holly. Do you feel like a veteran in the spotlight now since you got used to all the craziness that has come with it? Now, it's not new to you anymore?
You know, it's definitely a lot, and it's crazy at times, but I feel like it's just, you know, life is awesome. I want to take in each experience as it comes and just kind of enjoy it, enjoy the ride. So each thing at a time, I just wanted to take it in. I don't want to get all the way to the end of my career and think, oh my gosh, all that really happened. You know, I want to experience it as it's here and be as real as I can with it as it's here. But, you know, with that being said, just wanting to put in the hard work because I want to make it all worth it.
Okay. Thanks so much, Holly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Damon Martin with Fox Sports.
Thanks, guys. First question is for Tyron. You know, Tyron, this has been a long time coming for you. Obviously, you fought for the belt in Strikeforce, and I know a lot has changed since then. But what is the biggest focus and the biggest difference in who you are now and why you believe, you know, you'll become welterweight champion on July 30th?
The difference between me then and me now is that I'm putting everything together. You guys have seen the submission game, you've seen the wrestling game, you've seen the striking game. Over time, I just matured as a fighter. And it's just my time of season. I put everything together, and I'm ready to take off.
I know a lot of people, you know, when this fight got made, you know, you banged the drum of teammate versus teammate because you guys are both part of American Top Team. But obviously Robbie mentioned in another interview that, you know, he doesn't really consider you a teammate because you don't really train together. You're at a, you know, ATT affiliate. He's at the main academy. I mean, did you take any offense to that, or did you kind of understand where he's coming from? Because I don't think you guys really – have you even trained together? Like, have you sparred together in the past?
We wrestled once, I believe, in Coconut Creek. We never really sparred together. When he owned the gym in close to St. Louis, we wrestled a couple of times. But I think I don't disagree with him. His thoughts on what a teammate It's what he said. So when it's training, side by side, and getting guys ready. But my ideal of a person who's affiliated with American Top Team, I feel like I encompass all those things. I started out as an amateur with American Top Team. You know, I was a coach for four of the top fighters for American Top Team. I was a bag of bones. I was fucking getting thrown around and sparring two times a day. And I was just freaking, that was my role at that position. I was just a sparring partner. Then I progressed to the position where I'm at right now, and I own American Top Team. And I put my own fight money, my own money behind the name and the brand. So I feel like I am American Top Team, and I encompass everything that it stands for. His concept is super there down there, that live there, that train there, and he's allowed his own opinion of it. But no, I did not take it personal.
And last question for you, Tyron. You know, I think I talked to Dean Thomas maybe 6 weeks ago, and I know he had said that he's probably going to corner you. He considers you a very good friend. I know he's one of the main coaches down there. Like, who are the people going to corner you for this fight?
Duke Rufus and Dean Thomas is going to corner me for sure. Those guys have been instrumental in my training camp and just my growth as a fighter, helping me put the pieces together. And, you know, I don't know exactly who's cornering Robbie, but I assume it's the same guys that corner him. But at the end of the day, you know, not a lot of people have been talking about the fact that we are affiliated or we wear the same patch on our shorts or wearing the same banner. But I believe it's honoring it. I personally believe that if a team is producing a champion and producing contenders in the same division, as coaches, they should be proud and they should pat themselves on the back because they're really creating a dynasty. So that's the way I take it. I don't take any disrespect from it. I'm really just focused, man. It's not that I called out and I wanted to fight Robbie. It's not a fight that I'm like, hey, I want to fight Robbie. You know, Robbie knows that I respect him. You know, I admire the way he came back and had this crazy, you know, run at the title. I admire that. But I've been wanting to be a UFC champion. I'm 34 years old, and it's not really Robbie. It's just the person that has a seat at the throne right now, and that's why I desire to sit.
Awesome. And a question for Robbie. You know, obviously, Robbie, you've fought in a lot of wars, and I know you made a recent comment that, you know, you don't want fight of the nights anymore. You want knockouts. I mean, what is the biggest difference, you know, going into this fight? Is it a mentality? Is it a certain focus? I mean, what is the difference when you say no more fight of the nights? It's about, you know, getting a knockout and finishing Tyron.
No, the thing is no one ever wants fight of the night. Every fight I've gone in, I want knockout of the night. I want to be in and out quick. So sometimes these guys just have a lot of grit. They're highly trained, and I just can't get them out of there. So I get fight of the night. So it's not necessarily I'm changing anything. It's like I'm just sick of fight of the night. I want to knock people out.
And I know you said, you know, obviously your focus is Tyron. I don't want to take away from that. But I know you had said recently that, you know, you don't really care about the Conor McGregor fight. You don't really care if George St. Pierre comes back, all that stuff. I mean, what is the most important thing to you as champion? I mean, is it just defending the belt? Does it matter who it is? I mean, obviously fights like that would be big money, so that would be nice, you know, change in your pocket. But what is the biggest focus for you as champion?
As champion, really, it comes to one day at a time, one fight at a time. You just got to focus on the task at hand, how to get better every day so you can go in there and perform at your best. So right now, it's all Tyron. It's all how I can figure out a way to get the job done. So I don't really concentrate too much. I see what's going on, obviously, outside of what I'm concentrating on, but that's not my focus.
And last question for you, Robbie. You know, obviously, you know, you know, when you look at the welterweight division, I mean, this is, you know, it is pretty stacked right now. Obviously, you got, you know, Wonderboy Thompson out there. What was it about Tyron that kind of made you, you know, most intrigued about this matchup? I mean, obviously, he's a phenomenal wrestler, knockout power. I mean, what is it that you liked about this fight with Tyron?
Really, my coaches, they wanted this fight, so we put it together, and UFC put it together, and that's who I'm training to get ready for. It wasn't anything other than that. It's I'm not intrigued. I'm not, like, excited about this or that. I'm just a mean fighter who's looking to go out there and finish people and do what I do. So it's never about anyone else. It's focusing on myself, how I can get better and go out there and get the job done.
Thanks very much, Robbie.
Thank you again. That's star one. We'll go to Steven Morocco with USA Today.
Yeah, I had some questions for Valentina Shevchenko. Valentina, you've posted some pictures of your coach on social media. Has he made a full recovery after the shooting, and will he be in your corner?
Yes, he's feeling now much better. He's recuperating, and it's lucky for me that he is recuperating very good. And yes, he will be in my corner. It's meaning a lot of me, so I'm very happy that it's we passed it and it's already in the past.
But he's still recovering. Can you talk about the injuries that he sustained that he's recovering from?
It was shot. It was shot on the left side of abdomen. So now he's feeling very good, not very good, but good, and he's able to do a lot of things. So he's feeling very good now.
What sort of adjustments did you need to make in camp to ensure that you got the training that you needed after that happened?
It was exactly in the middle of my training camp preparation. When it all happened, it was like shock for me, very hard shock, because all of week I could not train and I could not think about nothing more. I just spending like all my time in the hospital near by him. So it was like difficult time for me. But even in this moment, Pavel, my coach, he said in a few days, staying in the hospital, that we need to go forward and we need to like focus on the fight. So I was like thinking that in few days I will able to continue my preparation. And after maybe 1 week, 10 days, I was focusing just on only on my preparation and only about the fight I was thinking. And this is like was helping me a lot to pass through it.
Did you ever consider withdrawing from the fight, or maybe that by keeping the fight, agreeing to still fight, you might be at a disadvantage?
I knew that it will be happened, and I didn't think that we will like cancel or something like this. So it was very clear for me.
Did that experience change your perspective on your life or your career in MMA?
What do you mean?
Did it change your perspective on your life? You know, being close to something like that, being involved in it, did it change the way you look at your life? Or
I start training at 5 years old, and already like I'm training more than 20 years. I'm in martial arts, so it's all my life. And sometimes people ask me, "Are you imagine you without martial arts or doing something different?" And I'm said no, because this is my life. This is what I want to be, and I'm very happy that my destiny was to be like a fighter, martial artist. So this is what I really, really love.
Couple of questions for Holly. First of all, I just wanted to get your reaction to Misha's fight with Amanda.
Well, as far as that fight, I mean, I wanted to be the one to, you know, give Misha the loss. And, you know, I hate that it took me having to lose it for them to have the fight. But I really had no emotion attached to it other than that. I just, you know, whoever won the fight was, you know, that's all there is to it. I know that I have my fight in front of me with Valentina, so I watched the fight just out of curiosity. But either way, I figured people that asked me how I thought the fight would go, I said, you know, if it ends in round one or two, I think it'll be Amanda. If it ends in round three, four, or five, or to the decision, then I thought it would be Misha. So that's about as far as I really thought into it.
Gotcha. And then you mentioned Jones earlier. What was the first time you saw him in the gym after the UFC 200 weekend?
He came in on Monday after the weekend.
Was that the first day he started training?
That he started training?
Yeah, you mentioned he was training. You mentioned that he was basically being a training partner.
Yeah, he flew home Sunday night and was back in the gym Monday morning.
And he's just being a training partner, basically.
I haven't really asked, you know, a lot of him from him. I know he's there. The heavyweights train the hour before the lightweights do, so a lot of our, depending on the day, some days we train together. I've been there with my fight on my mind and that being my focus, so I haven't really been, you know, I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. I just talked to him briefly at the gym, and the only thing he really said was, I think exactly what he put on his Instagram, you know, that he's not going to let anything take away from his joy, and he's going to keep trying to push forward and getting better. So that's the most I really talked to him about.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Holly. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And we'll go to Vika Bukopa with Russia Chicago Magazine.
Hi, everybody. My first question is for Valentina. Hello, Valentina. Fighting is all about opportunities. So on Saturday night, you get a great opportunity on UFC playground. What does a win or a Holly Holm gives you in perspective going into the future?
My focus is the fight, and I think only about the fight, because the main goal for me is victory of the fight. And yes, of course, it's people asking about future, about something like that, but it will be all depends the fight. So I really concentrate on the fight on the Saturday. It's what means what I think about right now. It's only Saturday.
And my other question is for Holly Holm. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
What does the win on Saturday night do for you? Do you have something to prove for your own self to get back into the W column? And what are your main focus will be on Saturday?
Well, I know that I need to be very adaptable. I need to be able to do well wherever the fight goes. And yes, I definitely am. I'm hungry for a victory. That's no doubt about it. I've been training really hard, and I know that I have my hands full. You know, Valentina is such a good dangerous opponent, and so I've definitely just been wanting to focus on getting a victory.
Thank you, ladies. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. And with no additional questions in the queue, I will turn the floor back over to Dave Scholler.